if you, because there's value in at least getting UNEC codes embedded in a HS somehow, okay, then that's a foot in the door for UNEC codes, maybe at the country level, to work with the JAL issue, for example. That could be a major value proposition. So now that I'm thinking about it a little differently, maybe that first step is very important, and then it's kind of incumbent on the country then to kind of figure out how they can navigate that unique code for benefit of theirs and further define their products in the meaningful way, not in a bad way, in the proper way.
Thank you for bringing up the integrity word. That was really good. Okay, thank you. And thank you, Lance, for your contribution there. It's really been good. We just need to move a little bit forward now. But I put you on notice. Tomorrow, when we're talking about future work, we need to decide what structure we're going to have. Tim's offered to continue and support that process. So we have a bit of a structure already in place. We'll see where it all finishes up tomorrow. So now we're moving on to